This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge on Thursday sentenced Roger Stone, a veteran Republican operative and President Trump's longtime confidant, to more than 3 years in prison for obstructing a congressional inquiry.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump expressed hope that Stone will get a new trial and be exonerated. VOA Steve Herman.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas to former prison inmates reentering society, said he'll let the process play out for now, but at some point will decide whether to intervene using his presidential clemency powers.
I'm not going to do anything in terms of the great powers bestowed upon a president of the United States. I want the process to play out.
Trump added that he hopes a judge will agree with him that Stone deserves a new trial because one of the jurors allegedly posted anti-Trump material on social media. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
China's National Health Commission said Friday that the number of coronavirus infections increased again Thursday after declining in previous days. Commission said it nearly had 900 confirmed new cases of the virus. That's up from 400 on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The United Nations says it is very alarmed about the safety and protection of over 3 million civilians in Idlib and its surrounding areas in Syria. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of civilians remain trapped between the warring parties. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Syria.
We are here in a camp about 2 days' journey from Idlib, where families have fled. For many, it is the closest, relatively safe place to take shelter. But families here are still short on medicine, electricity, and other basic needs. Since December, 900,000 people have been displaced, and hundreds have died, including children that have frozen to death. Families here in this camp say they have been displaced 3, 4, or 5 times. Many of their friends and relatives, they say, are still trapped in the battle zone. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad hopes to declare victory over a multitude of warring parties in Idlib. But aid organizations say without an immediate ceasefire, the crisis will deepen. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Manbij, Syria.
Federal authorities have launched a new enforcement operation focusing on meth trafficking hubs. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Federal authorities have launched a new initiative aimed at disrupting the trafficking of methamphetamine in the United States. In Atlanta Thursday, Acting Administrator Utom Dillon announced the DEA is launching
Operation Crystal Shield.
The operation will focus on 8 so-called transportation hubs where meth is brought into the U.S. from Mexico.
One here in Atlanta, and the other 7 throughout the United States. Los Angeles, Phoenix, El Paso, Dallas, Houston, St. Louis, and New Orleans.
The DEA says seizures of meth in the U.S. increased by 127% between fiscal years 2017 and 2019. I'm Mike Gracia.
New Mexico's attorney general sued Google on Thursday over allegations the tech company is illegally collecting personal data generated by children in violation of federal and state laws. The lawsuit claims that Google is using its education services package that is marketed to school districts, teachers, and parents as a way to spy on children as well as their families. Tokyo's governor said on Friday it was inappropriate for candidates in London's mayoral election to propose their city host the 2020 Olympic Games if the coronavirus outbreak forces organizers to look for an alternative site. Sean Bailey, the conservative candidate for mayor of the British capital, has said London would be ready to host the event if needed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.